Hey, Jamie Golden, welcome to the Happy Half Hour.
Hello, Ivy. I'm so excited.
I'm so really glad you're back.
Listen, I love a good happy hour, so doing two is not, again, that does not hurt my feelings.
Okay, so today's happy hour is brought to you by Prep Dish, and Prep Dish is just amazing because what Prep Dish does is make your life easier, and can we just hear that that's what we all need, right?
Hello, I'm a baker who doesn't cook and doesn't know how to cook.
So you need Prep Dish in your life.
The fact that someone would send me recipes and give me a grocery list and hold my hand through the whole process sounds amazing.
And let me just tell you how this got even easier for me one time. I got the recipes from Allison at Prep Dish. I had all of the ingredients, and then I did the grocery delivery service. I never left my house. Groceries showed up. I had the stuff. I prepped it all. I put it in the fridge, and it was good to go for the week. It was just amazing.
The only way that could have been better is if you made your kids cook
prep
all
it. Right.
Like, this is Kid Prep Dish.
Exactly.
Allison should think about that.
She needs a kid's Prep Dish. So Prep Dish, what they do is they send you a grocery list and an email, and it tells you how to do it. And then you spend like 2 to 3 hours prepping it. And then you have meals for the rest of the week. And they're really good meals. I mean, stuff I would never make.
Oh, and anything would be stuff I would, and unless it's a frozen pizza, then I'm already ahead of the game.
So she's going to give you listeners a special rate of $4 for the first month, and just go to prepdish.com/happyhour, and it's a $4 trial, and you just literally can't, what can you get for $4 these days?
Nothing.
You can't get a latte.
No, because tax. Gosh,
right,
the government.
Exactly. I know. Okay, so Jamie, I was at a live event when this is coming out, it had been a week and a half ago. It was my first happy hour on the road.
Yes.
At College Station. It was phenomenal. Everyone was there. It was amazing. But can I tell you, someone came up to me and was like, thank you so much for telling me about the podcast.
What?
Yes. She's like, I adore Jamie Golden. I want to be best friends with her. She cracks me up and I love her. So,
well,
there you go.
Send her my mail. Send me her mailing address because I will send her our airbrush matching tees because now we're BFFs.
That is hilarious.
That's fantastic. Oh, that's so great.
You should sell those.
Really, like, don't think I have it. Then, like
Team
you
and
Jamie.
Knox's face on him, even airbrushed. I mean, that would just be hilarious.
Listen, that's Panama City Beach at its finest.
That's exactly right. And you cannot beat Panama City Beach airbrush t-shirts for sure.
That's fantastic. Well, I love that you had now that you're on the road. So now you're just going to do a tour, right, of the whole world.
You know, wouldn't that be awesome?
You on the road in a camper. Maybe in a camper.
No, I'm going to need a bus.
You got to be fancy.
I don't do camping. Yeah,
no.
Well, we just, you know, I have my live show, which you have one too, and I want to hear about it, but my tickets just went on sale last week, and so I'm excited about a new live event in September.
Yeah, in Austin again, right?
In Austin again, because I can't beat that.
Well, Austin is the dream, and it's not in summer, so fantastic.
Yeah, it'll still be hot. Tell me, you have a live event coming up.
We do. We're doing, because you're like our trailblazer. You're our trailblazer. And so we're doing the podcast live August 13th in Birmingham. And what's fun about it is Knox and I have been recording. It's our third anniversary of our show.
Uh-huh.
And we have been recording for 3 years, and we have never been in the same room since we started our show.
That cracks me up.
So this will be us being together, which I'm sure with his hate of small talk and introversion combined with my just extremism on every point, it's going to be a delight.
It's going to be I actually wish so badly I didn't have something that weekend because I would be there just to see this.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be like Where's Waldo, but with Knox, because he's going to be like in a corner with a cocktail, just like, please don't. Can you find me? Please don't.
I hope no one knows
ask me
I'm
about
Knox.
The weather.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm so happy for you guys.
And we're excited because one of your former guests and half-hour guests, Sophie Hudson, is going to be a special guest. She's going to be in a segment with us at the show live. So
love her.
It should be really fun.
Love Sophie. And y'all are in the same town, right?
We are. We are Birminghamers.
Have you met Sophie?
I have. I actually know Sophie, and she's as precious in real life. Like, I kind of was hoping she'd be like Mariah Carey, J-Lo, diva.
Right.
She's not. She's just sweet and fantastic and funny and great.
I believe that. Okay, well, thank you for coming on my show before. The Happy Half Hour is where I bring guests back to ask a little more pointed questions. We'll just roll through them.
Let's do it.
You're good at this. So
I love a lightning round.
Here we go. Number one question. What's something that you've read, watched, heard lately that you can't stop recommending to other people? You can do all three or you can do one. You get to make that call.
Maybe I know all three because I consume a lot of pop culture, and so I read and watch.
Which is why I love you guys, because I know nothing. Nothing.
No. Yeah, like, you don't. You don't know anything. That's true.
The show that just came out on Wednesday with Jen and Rachel and I just want to let you know that they told me what lemonade is.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know this, Jamie.
I love, because I know you didn't know what Hamilton was.
No, I didn't know recently, what Hamilton was.
Which is precious. And I love that you didn't know what lemonade was.
I don't know what's wrong.
No, it's because you're a mother who's raising these beautiful children and you're producing this great podcast and you have your focus. Like me, I don't care about any of those things. So I'm focused really on my television viewing habits.
Netflix, okay, so tell me what you're reading, watching, or listening to that's going to educate me. And I'm going to guarantee, let me think. I bet if you're going to do all three.
Yeah.
I bet I know one out of three. Let's see how I do.
Okay. You'll know maybe more than one. Okay. But one of my favorite books of all time is the book Columbine by Dave Cullen. And it's a must read. It came out a long time ago, but it is a fantastic book. I have a weird obsession with national tragedies.
Well, I was going to ask if it was that Columbine.
Yeah. And that's what actually sparked it, was Columbine and that book particularly. And so now I'm obsessed with reading about all national tragedies.
Well, we know that you're...
you can say it. It's fine.
One of your weird obsessions that you know if you listen to the podcast is that you go online to find celebrity autopsy reports. Am I right?
Autopsy reports and photos. If you go to celebrityreports.com, you can find. Now, I don't like to look at normal dead people. Like, I'm not going to look at your open casket. But if you are Princess Diana, I am going to look at your autopsy report.
Have you seen Princes?
I'm waiting.
Oh, it's not released.
It's not released yet. It's hard to find. But Celebrity Morgues is on it. I trust them to make sure I get to see it. But a book came out this year at Sue Klebold, who was Dylan Klebold's mother.
Oh, yes.
Yes. A Mother's Reckoning, Living in the Aftermath of Tragedy. I read it, and it was really the most powerful thing. And it still stuck with me months later. And I tell everybody about it because she kind of pulls from her journals. She does these great interviews with kind of mental health professionals, because this is a mom who is not only grieving the loss of her own son, but grieving these actions and what, you know, self-blaming of like, how did I miss this?
Yeah.
It is ridiculously well-written. The bonus is all the proceeds go to mental health agencies that are doing charity work. And so it's a must. So if you want to get obsessed with, you know, these kind of dark things, it's one of my favorite books that I've read this year.
I always think whenever I see a book like this, I always think that when tragedy strikes, that there are parents behind these kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or whoever it might be. And it's sad for them as well, you know. And
Because I've been a family member who's missed something in a niece or nephew or cousin's life and been like, oh my gosh, was I not present? Like, I needed to be more present and I feel so bad. And so if I'm feeling that way in those instances, the idea that in this kind of, you know, situation, she's such a good writer too. So it was really profound. So that's my read. My watch is, I just binged Mr. Robot.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right? Aaron watched it. Yeah. So I've seen parts of it.
Okay.
Because I fall asleep on the couch, but did it.
It wasn't what I expected. A doc had recommended it. Elliot is a dreamy fella to look at. How you doing?
Right.
And then Christian Slater, our beloved Heathers from back in the day, my Team Beat posters. And so it is really good. The second season comes out in July. You can binge it on Amazon Prime. It's only 10 episodes, so it's an easy binge.
Does it come out like live TV? Is it on TV or is this a Netflix or Hulu original?
No, it's a live TV. It's actually on network.
USA or something?
USA, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And so it's so good and it's thick and it's about a hacker. It's computer hacking, but very relational driven. And it's really, I mean, I binged it. I'm going to be honest with you. I binged all 10 episodes in 48 hours.
It's good. Yeah, it is good. Yeah.
So good. And then my listen is actually a podcast episode that I've been recommending constantly. It's This American Life. And, you know, This American Life has almost 600 episodes. So sometimes it's hard to go, Where do I start? So I'm going to recommend a recent episode that came out in June, which is episode 589 called Tell Me I'm Fat.
You know, I've been wanting to listen to that one. It's on my queue. Like, I see it and that draws me in, the title.
Yes, it's fantastic. It's interviews with Lindy West, who recently wrote a book, Shrill, that I just read, which was phenomenal. And she dealt with a lot of online bullying and cyberbullying for kind of all of her writings. Ira interviews Roxane Gay, who wrote Bad Feminist, because she's overweight. These are all overweight women. Mm-hmm. But the best is Act Two with one of the staff on their show, Elna, who talks about being worried that she is not getting a job or a boyfriend and her life is not as great because she's fat. So she loses 110 pounds in 5 months.
That seems unhealthy in 5 months.
No, it's crazy unhealthy. But she talks about the fact that, yeah, when she lost the weight, she started dating. She got a great job. Like, she said, I wanted to believe that that wasn't true, but my whole life changed. But at first you can be like, she's going to convince me to lose weight. But no, I mean, she puts you down the dark path of like a conversation with her newlywed husband of like, you would not have married me if you had known me when I was fat. And it's just, as someone who's always struggled with her weight, I just was sitting in it just going, yeah. Like I was like, it was like a sermon. Mm. I was just nodding my head like, amen, amen. Like it was really powerful.
And you know what? We can't go into this because we need to get some more questions. But you know what I'd be interested to think about and hear on the flip side of that? If the same is true for a man.
Exactly.
Because when Aaron and I got married, he was probably 50 pounds heavier than he is now.
Really?
Yeah. I'll have to show you all a picture. Oh, so, yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, what would it have been different if I was 50 pounds heavier? That's a whole different conversation. Right. You know what it I mean?
Listen, don't get me started on youth ministers who are not not traditionally attractive, who are married to really hot women. I never understand.
Hey, he was a youth pastor when we got married.
See, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Look, I'm just saying, Aaron is gorgeous. Don't get me wrong. Not in a weird way that makes you uncomfortable that I think he's hot. But I'm just saying, he's attractive. So
that's hilarious. That's hilarious. We could do that. We could spend a whole day on that. Okay. Let's go to this. How do you recharge?
Well, I want to say amphetamines, but I feel like that's not like the answer your listeners are looking for. Because no one, unless you're going to Mexico this summer, then that, hello.
I am going soon.
Hello, stop by pharmacy. But in a more traditional way, truly, I'm a pretty high energy person just naturally. And I don't have kids and I'm not married. So what's draining me? Like TV watching? No. So but
binge watching the robot.
That's right. That's not nothing's draining me. But I do use cold brew coffee.
Oh.
Like, right now I just it's just a constant French press brew. Super easy at home. Like the Pioneer Woman once did a recipe where it was like, and get out your cheesecloth. And I was like, I'm out.
When I see cheesecloth, I close down the recipe.
Yeah, I can't. I'll close that tab. Nope. I'm going back. I can't. I can't help. But if you do it in a French press, which is super easy, I have I genuinely make cold press 3 or 4 times a week. And I'm drinking
it. And then you just keep it.
It stays in the fridge for a week. It's really easy to do, you know, like just grind some beans, put in some, you know, room temp water, let it sit 12 hours. You've got a great concentrate.
Love it. See, it's cold press is funny to me because when my coffee gets cold, I hate it.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But iced coffee is good in the summer.
It's why Americans are the worst because we are just no, I don't like it this way. I want it to start cold.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. What specific app, gadget, or piece of technology can you not live without?
Okay, so I am teaching or kind of leading a small group from my church this summer called Capture the Ham, which is
– I love it.
It's doing photography in Birmingham, so we go to a different place each week, and we learn how to use our phones as cameras because really the best camera you can own and use is the one you have on you at the time because we don't always carry around our big cameras. And so I recommend kind of 3 photo apps that will change –
I got to get my pencil.
I know, right? You got to write this down. It's important. And right. So I've – 3 photo apps that are fantastic. So the first is Pro HDR X. And if you're on Android, you can just use Pro HDR. That's great for landscapes, anything with vivid colors. Mm-hmm. It what it does is it takes a couple of pictures. It lights the background, the foreground, and then layers those for you. So it does a great thing that you could really do in an SLR, but it does it in an app in your phone.
Okay.
So it's fantastic.
I don't know. Anything you just said, I don't know, but I trust you.
You can trust me. Mm-hmm. And then another is Touch Retouch. And that is it's editing app where you can remove things that you don't want in your image really easy. So
things on my body?
Well, I can't, it's not plastic surgery in an app. It's not that. But it can remove, like, I have a little acne because for some reason.
Really?
I'm in
adult
midlife.
Acne, and, right, yeah.
But also power lines, which always get in the way of a good.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Or if you're at the beach and you're like, look how cute my kids are in the sand. Who are those kids? Let's get rid of them. Like, I always, when I'm
or
at the
who
beach.
Who is that man in that bathing suit that is totally inappropriate?
I know. Like, why is he in a Speedo in my cute baby? Like, we're all in matching outfits and look at the guy that's walking by. So it's great. Like, I take people out of the water. Like, I take everything out of the picture. And you do it with really a swipe of your finger. So
I love it.
It's fantastic. And then I use, this is for, you know, iOS users, but I don't use the native camera app on my phone. I've always used Camera Plus for like 5 years.
Okay.
And so it was developed by a photographer. It is a ridiculously fantastic app. And so I always recommend it.
Okay. I love that. Love it. I wrote them down. I'm going to put them all on my phone today.
Yeah.
Okay, Jamie, what is a dream you had had for yourself when you were younger that just didn't come true? Like, it either was never going to work out for you, or you just had to let it go, or what? I'd love to hear this.
Well, narrowing this down is really a challenge because, I mean, I was going to marry Kirk Cameron.
Right. I mean, all of us were.
Right. I was going to marry JTT. I was going to marry a lot of people.
Who's JTT?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Okay, from yeah. Uh-huh, got it.
Yeah. And so I was thinking, when I graduated from college, I had a really valuable liberal arts degree.
Uh-huh.
And so
that'll
I needed
– far, right?
Right. It took me so far. Thank you, sociology. And – but I was thinking at the time, I just was applying for all kinds of jobs. I thought I wanted to work in nonprofits. And that's what I ended up doing for a really long time.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I at the time, I thought I really wanted to work in Hollywood. Like, I really did want to work in Hollywood, but I did not have the cojones to do that. But I thought, well, what's the harm in applying for a job? And so I applied to work at the William Morris Agency, which is a talent agency.
Yeah, it is.
They have an office in Nashville. So I said, I'm going to apply. And so one day when my parents, I told them I was going to the library for the day to get internet, and I drove to Nashville in
from Birmingham
in a new suit. Applied for a job, got called back for a second interview, went back to the quote library, went back to Nashville, interviewed for a second time, got offered a job as an agent assistant and like a junior agent, and I turned it down.
Why?
Because little Jamie, 22-year-old Jamie, she just did not have the boldness.
Okay, so you're scared.
I was super scared. Like, I had never lived other than college, but that's so safe when you can live away from home in college. I'd never lived away from home. Like, everything I knew was, and so I was, so that's a dream that I really did have for myself that didn't come true because I really like stomped on it with my size 8 feet.
Do you wish it would have come true?
You know, it's funny now, only because if I wasn't doing the podcast, because I now get to immerse myself in pop culture.
Uh-huh.
I would still wish that had happened and that my life had taken another path. But now I get to really do the things I wanted to do, which was talk about and think about Hollywood. I get to do now all the time. So
you get to do it.
Yeah.
You were fulfilled in that way. That cracks me up that you told your parents you're going to the library and then you ended up getting a job. I mean, you offered a job.
Thinking, I'm going to break down. I'm going to get a speeding ticket. This is going to go. Like, I assumed I was going to be punished for this disobedience.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. Jamie, what's the best advice you've ever received?
I like truly like it's get the guacamole, like pay extra for the guacamole, like always get the guacamole. I know that's not life affirming and life changing.
No, but like, that goes a lot further than just Mexican food.
It does. Like if you think about like all the things that you deny yourself, even if it's rest, Sabbath, get the guac. Like it's a dollar. Just get it. Like it's fine. Like at Chipotle, don't. Just get the guac.
And whenever they say, speaking of Chipotle, you know it's extra. I want to be like, yeah, I know. I want guacamole.
Like, I want it. Like, that I've saved up. Like, I didn't pay my power bill so that I could get the guac. Right. So figuring out – it's really about, like, sacrifice. And so the advice is really look at your life and go, is it worth the sacrifice? Like, now I work from home and, you know, that is a really genuinely dreamy lifestyle. But it has required some sacrifice. Like, I can't just – trot off to Europe or take really fancy vacations. But I go, but I got the guac. Like, that's what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with giving up these other things to get the guac.
Yeah. That makes me think on a totally different level about, like, just do it. It's okay. Whenever we're on vacation, like when the Ivies go on vacation, Aaron Ivy is best dad of the year. Like, he says yes to everything. So when you say, like normally if we had a restaurant and everyone's like, hey, can we have queso and then can we have dessert and can we all get root beer? I'd be like, no, no, no. Water, nothing. Like, this is no. Vacation comes and we're like, you get whatever you want. That's how Aaron is.
I love that.
On vacation, he's get the guacamole. Like, let's go to Slitterbond and we'll just get any kind of pass you need. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Aaron.
That. I know.
That's a great way to live. Like, you don't do it every day. I don't get the guac every day.
No.
But get the guac sometime. I will say the other advice that my mom always said growing up, which sounds – I want it to be like something you could like letter on a print and put on your wall. But it's like, what can you do about it? That's genuine. My mom still says that. What can you do about it?
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So I think Mary Engelbreit said, bloom where you're planted. Mm-hmm. But my mom was like, what can you do about it? And I like my mom's version just because it's really true. It's like, what can you do? I mean, it is what it is. Yeah.
Okay, Jamie, you are successful in what you do. And so whenever I say that to women, sometimes they're like, oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, can we somehow burn this to a CD and send it to my parents so they can listen to it in their Honda car?
That you've made it.
Yeah, because I want it official.
Do they need it in a tape or a CD?
They have upgraded. Okay, no, good. She would prefer a cassette tape because okay. She really likes a liner. And so, but if you can get it to me on a CD, that'd be great.
Okay, you are successful in what you do. What do you think is something that has led to your success?
Well, I am an optimistic person. Just across the board. Like I assume the best in people. And I, my dear friend and a friend of ours, JC, who hosts Around the Table, mm-hmm. she will always say optimism is a weakness. Not because she's negative, but she's always like, it has failed me. It has made, when I'm optimistic, I am
get let down and yeah. Vulnerable and let down. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's right. Like you do make yourself vulnerable when you're optimistic, but I think what it speaks to is just joy in general. And so I've just, Holly Wagner once said, joy is not a feeling, it's a decision. And I just love that so much. And I spent about a year going, because I'm really a negative, snarky, mean person by nature. Like, I'm just really.
So you have to choose that. Nature is not joy and optimistic?
No, it is not that way at all. Like, I spent about a year going, because I had somebody say once, I was planning an event, that was what my job was. And they said, I really don't like Event Jamie. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Wait. And my people-pleasing took over and was like, what?
Well, Event Jamie like Jamie that gets stuff done?
She's a bee. Like, She's – like, she really gets in people's faces. Okay. And that was – thankfully, that's been many years ago. And I just said for a year, I said, you know what? I'm going to just read – I'm going to start, like, reading Philippians. Like, I'm going to write it on my heart. So I was reading it every day over and over and over and over and over again. Read only things about joy. Kind of really – got around people who were joyful people mm-hmm. and started kind of pruning my life so that I was only around people who were at least realistic or optimistic. I just no more Debbie Downers.
Yeah.
And so after that, like now it's more nature. Mm-hmm. Like now it's, I can get up and go, oh, yay, coffee. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just a happier person, but it really still is I'll get into stressful situations and go, I have to decide.
Yeah.
I have to decide. Like this is, count it all joy. Count it all joy.
And then you have to say to yourself, what can you do?
What can you do? And hey, Holy Spirit, how you doing?
Right.
How about some fruit? That'd be great. I need some joy.
How about
joy.
You do a little work right now
how
inside?
How about like you wake up, dude, uh-huh. get out the bed. So yeah.
Yeah. I would not have ever guessed that about you.
Oh, I mean, I'm so mean. I could be so mean.
But it's so interesting. I love that you said that. And again, this is the happy half hour, so you can't go in depth. But I want you to come back because I want to dive into this. Because the thing about it is that I think that people don't think that they can do that.
They don't. No,
they
you
think,
don't.
Hey, this is how I am. This is how I was made.
I know. And we just weren't made that. And listen, I don't put it on myself to be like, look what I did. I'm mm-hmm. now joyful. Mm-hmm. It really was a work of God in me, around me. Like, and I asked him for it and he challenged me. Like he did challenge my ability to be joyful. But really, I mean, Galatians 5:22 tells us the fruits of the Spirit are, and joy is on that list. Mm-hmm. So it's not anything I have to do. I just have to allow the Holy Spirit to do his thing,
which is
so much better than my thing. So
because your thing is negative and mean. So let him do his
My
thing.
Sinful nature. That's right. Just, I'm battling her, and she just is grumpy. Mm. So grumpy.
She's so mean.
She's just a mean.
Okay, Jamie, what's a pet peeve that you have? I can't wait for this.
Oh my gosh. Can I tell you that I'm a walking pet peeve? Like, I do all the things that people hate. Like, I drive in the left lane. I eat off your plate.
Uh-huh.
I, like, talk at a volume that's too loud. Like, I feel bad, like, pointing out, like, this is what's wrong with y'all.
Right. But
my biggest pet peeve, where I really do get genuinely, like, I'm going to say something, which I'm not going to, but is people who talk on their cell phone when they're at a register or at a
camera. Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's why I don't do that. Because I'll talk on the phone, but then I'm always like, I gotta go. I'm uh-huh. at the thing.
Yeah.
Because I need to distract the cashier with my kindness and my sweetness because I don't want her evaluating what's happening on that belt. Like, I'm buying things. Mm. Like, I'm the age that I should not buy this much candy. You know what I'm saying? And I shouldn't buy this many frozen meals or this much ginger ale.
So you need her to not judge you, and you need to, if you're on the phone, all she's doing is like, this is the 18th bag of candy. This woman is crazy.
Yeah.
And you need them.
I don't need any of that. Mm-hmm. So I need her to focus. I need to focus. And I always think when people are on the phone, like you're sending a message to this cashier who probably already doesn't, like, this is not somebody who's like, I am fulfilling my calling by working at this Macy's.
Yeah,
this
is exactly. Macy's.
As someone who worked in retail, I never felt like at ease as I handed you your Kate Spade handbag.
Right.
But you're really sending a message, which is everything in my life matters more than you.
Exactly. Like, and I can't even talk to you. I'm just going to hand you my credit card.
I can't even speak to you. You're not even worthy of my attention. I'm just, you're just worthy of my cash.
Thank you for checking me out, and that's all you're worth.
Yeah, so I always hate that. And I think a lot of people aren't aware of it. See, I'm optimistic. So I'm like,
they just don't know.
But I always want to be like, do you know, like, you're not acknowledging her or
like
him?
You kind of want to tap her on the shoulder, the woman in front of you, and just say, hey, you're being really rude.
Can you imagine? I would die. Can you imagine if I was like, you're being really rude? I'm afraid someone would like take off the earring.
They would.
They would. And I'm not prepared to fight someone at any. I can't fight.
Nor do we need that in our lives.
We don't. No.
Jamie, I love chatting with you in real life and also on the show. So thanks for joining me.
This has been such a treat. I love a nice half hour with you.
I know. How can people get tickets to your event?
Okay, so if you go to our website, which is knoxandjamie.com, you can find out everything about us, listen to our podcast. But if you go to knoxandjamie.com/live, you can learn all about the show, all of the FAQ, all the guides. Like, if you're coming to Birmingham and you've never been, we give you guides where to eat, where to hike. We're not going hiking with you, but you can hike. Like, good for you. All the places to see, why it's a fantastic city, and you also can snag tickets there.
Love it so much, and I desperately wish that I could come, but I'm going to be cheering you guys on from here in Austin.
Okay, great.
Yay. Okay, Jamie Golden, thanks for coming on the Happy Half Hour.
And thank you for having me.
I hope you have a fabulous weekend.
You too.
Well, I'm in Ethiopia when this comes out.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you're a better person than me, because I promise you I'm watching Netflix on a couch. Like, but I'll be praying for you then.
Thank you. Okay, thanks, Jamie.